8, The Ringing of Bells. We are now in one of the few places where manual bell ringing continues to this day. This is a practice passed down from bell ringer to bell ringer, from generation to generation. In Castellón, there is a long tradition of this profession, and there is a municipal bell ringer. The manual bell ringing in the town of Castellón was declared a cultural interest asset in 2013 and a representative practice of intangible cultural heritage of humanity in 2019. In 2022, UNESCO registered the manual bell ringing on the World List of Intangible Cultural Heritage to be protected. Each new bell ringer learns from the previous one, as well as from other bell ringers, so that the tradition, through such oral transmission, continues over the centuries. As mentioned before, the bells in this tower rang out on many occasions and with an infinite number of different tolls. Kalduk, the bell ringer of this bell tower at the turn of the 20th century, documented over 60 chimes just for religious or mixed services, not including alarm chimes or the ringing of hours. Nowadays, these bells are rung 12 to 14 times a year, with every different festivity having its own chime. These bell tolls can last from half an hour to an hour. One example are the chimes in which the bell ringer ties the bell clappers with ropes, which he then gathers together and pulls from the centre of the room, like a sort of spider web, so that he can have each of the ropes at hand to peel the bells. Very typical and spectacular are also the turning bells, in which the bells do full turns. The current bell tolls are similar to the ancient ones, but adapted to the festivities and to the pace of our times. To end this tour of El Fadri, let's listen to the bells themselves for a few minutes. Now you can go up to the pavilion, taking the same precautions as during the entire visit, that is, being careful not to slip and ducking our heads if necessary when we reach the door. Thanks for your visit.